Where in the Bible will I find the Holy Spirit working only through the Word of God? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Spirit of God dwells in Christians because Christians are children of God. They receive the Spirit in becoming children of God, for the Spirit is imparted to them through the Word. The church is composed of individual Christians. The Spirit dwells in the church by dwelling in the members that compose the church. The Spirit dwells in no man unless he takes the Word of God into his heart and treasures it there and molds his thoughts, feelings, and life by that Word. We are told to let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, Colossians 3:16, and be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. These two expressions mean precisely the same thing. Persons receive the Spirit of God in the heart by receiving and obeying the Word of God. The idea that the Spirit enters the heart other than through the Word is from man, not from the Scriptures. Man has believed in all kinds of dreams, visions, and hallucinations in the working of the Holy Spirit, which has become the mother of all false teaching. They claim that the decisions of the church are infallible, that the church, under the guidance of the Spirit, may change the teaching of God. The Roman Catholics claim that the presence of the Spirit in the church renders the decisions of their pope infallible. The Mormons claim that the Spirit gives revelations to their priests. The Methodists claim that the Spirit in the church justifies their mourner's bench system of conversion. And those who introduce societies and innovations of every class and character claim they are results of the Spirit in the church, separate and apart from the Word of God. The Scriptures plainly teach that the Spirit does not work separate and apart from the Word of God. The Word of God furnishes the arteries and veins through which all influences of the Spirit and the life of God flow to all parts of the body. Where the Word of God does not go, there is no Spirit of God, and there will be no spiritual truth, nor spiritual blessings.